Markets come into Wednesday in a cautious holding pattern with the July U.S. CPI report set to provide the day's main signal. Headline inflation is expected to ease slightly while core inflation is seen moderating. The stakes remain high after Boston Fed President Collins said she would support a September rate hike if the data justified it, reinforcing the sense that the decision remains close to a coin flip. The euro remains contained ahead of the European session after German inflation was confirmed at 2.8% in July, with elevated energy and services costs offset somewhat by a slight easing in core inflation. The Australian dollar is struggling for traction despite this week's RBA's hawkish hold. The yen remains the clear laggard, with dollar yen staring at 160 as the wide international rate differential continues to support carry trades. That is, despite Japan's two-year government bond yield reaching its highest level since 1995 as rising oil prices revive inflation concerns. Equity sentiment is mixed right now. Wall Street closed lower for a second consecutive session on Tuesday as rising oil prices and pre-CPI caution weighed on risk appetite. Commodities remain dominated by the Middle East. Brent is trading close to $90 and WTI around $84 as Iran insists the Strait of Hormuz will remain restricted without U.S. concessions, while further shipping attacks have been reported around the Gulf of Oman and Bab al-Mandeb. President Trump's claim that the U.S. has total control over Hormuz has done little to reassure a market confronting severely reduced vessel traffic. A surprise 9 billion barrel API crude inventory build proves a potential counterweight ahead of today's official EIA report. Gold is also firmer, supported by geopolitical hedging and caution ahead of U.S. CPI. That's all for now.